Before we do that, I just wanted to share a few thoughts. Have y'all ever thought that, like, you really don't care about God? You ever think that? I don't think most people that are here think that on a regular basis. I mean, you're not at a pancake house this morning. You're in church. So it's probably not like your most prevailing thought is, you know, I don't really care about God. So, you know, I used to actually think that before I was a Christian. And I had sort of this existential philosophy. Y'all can look that up. And I read this book by Albert Camus, called The Stranger. Do you remember The Stranger? Some of you are not, and some are like, this guy's a stranger. It's about this guy that commits a senseless murder, and then while he's in jail awaiting his execution, spoiler alert, sorry, he really comes to the fact in his mind that the universe is benign and that God doesn't care. Like, there's just nothing more to this. It's just God doesn't care. God's cold. God's indifferent. Not even sure there's a God. And that's kind of it. And then you just go away with that. And I went away with that. And I thought, like, okay, that can be kind of a liberating thought. But it's pretty unsatisfying, right? Like, that there's nothing and God doesn't care. And, yeah, it's kind of unsatisfying. So when I thought about that with The Stranger and with Camus and that kind of existential belief, you know, I thought of this phrase. You ever hear, like, anyone ever answer a question with, you know, it is what it is? You ever hear that? You ever say it? I've said it. I repent. So, you know, it's like being at the DMV and you go in and, like, you don't have the right paperwork to get your tag and you just need this one little thing and you're trying to explain it and the person goes, well, you know, it is what it is. And it gives you this, like, Band-Aid acceptance of a situation, right? But it isn't satisfying. It isn't satisfying. So I heard this preacher a few months ago, John Piper. Some of you might be familiar with him. He had this great expression. He said, God is most glorified by us when we are most satisfied in him. Isn't that interesting? God is most glorified by us when we are most satisfied in him. I'm going to read you this passage from Philippians 1 in verse 20, because I think the Apostle Paul really demonstrated this in a lot of great ways, amazing ways. It says, I eagerly expect and hope that I will in no way be ashamed, but will have sufficient courage so that now, as always, Christ will be exalted in my body, whether by life or by death. For to me, to live is Christ, and to die is gain. So what is he saying? He's saying he wants to always have Christ be exalted, Christ be glorified, Christ be magnified, made bigger, right? Magnified, glorified, exalted. Well, whether it's in his life, living out this life in a way that brings glory to God, or by his death, by being satisfied in this life. Now, this is funny because this is a guy that got beat up, thrown in jail, gave up all of his worldly titles and power, shipwrecked, lied about, beheaded, ultimately. And yet he's satisfied with God. And because you could see this person going through so much, being satisfied with God in the middle of all the trouble in this life, it brought glory to God. And not only that, he said that, hey, I'm kind of even looking forward to dying, because then I can even be more satisfied, because I'm going to be in God's presence. I'm going to be right there in God's glory. So as I think about this example, I thought, you know, there's a good example of this from a few weeks ago, actually. It was mine and Rhonda's 33rd wedding anniversary. Amen. So that's cool. That's awesome. Poor woman. 33 years of me. So I got her flowers. Right, Mike? That's the thing to do, right? But I didn't get her Kroger flowers. I didn't get her Kroger roses. Now, Kroger, there's nothing wrong with Kroger roses. Kroger roses are great. You know, they're great. You pick them up, it's $10.99. Kroger roses, they're thoughtful, they're decent, they're good. But this is my anniversary. This is my 33rd anniversary, and Kroger roses were not going to do. Nay. I needed a floral display. So I went to a florist, and I got 34 roses. Because this is our 34th year together. 34, and I'm not talking like little, I'm talking about big roses. Like big, red, velvety, the car just smelled like roses on my way home. Get the picture? So I'm carrying this bouquet, carrying it in the house. I come around the corner, go in the kitchen. Here comes Rhonda. She sees them, and I said, "Happy anniversary." And she's like, "Oh, wow, you shouldn't have done that. That's so sweet." I mean, her face just lit up. And I said, "Yes, my duty as your husband to do that." No, that's not what I said. Thank you. So to you young men, do not follow that as an example. I said, "You know, nothing makes me happier than being with you." Right? Right? Now, what do you think she said? What do you think she said? Because listen to what I said. I said, "Nothing makes me happier than being with you." She didn't say, "Oh, you're just looking out for your own happiness here, buddy. You just take those flowers back to that florist." No, because nothing's making me happier than being with her. Isn't that awesome? Yeah. So that's how it is with God, right? God's glorified when we're satisfied with him. Does that make sense? So this is incredible when we think about Jesus and we think about the cross. And we think about how Jesus, through his life, was satisfied with God. And he always, through that, glorified his Father. And then when he crossed over from life to death, he was able to face it because he was satisfied with God. Even when God turned away. Wow. Even at the cross, he's still satisfied with God. And he glorified God in that way. So as we take this communion, take the bread and we take the juice, be satisfied. And know that in your satisfaction, whatever your circumstances, whatever sin you're confronting, whatever life issue you're facing, that when you embrace it in a satisfying way with God, you're giving glory to him. Let's pray. God, thank